Hello, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and I want to welcome you to our Friday DriveCast edition. And Friday's the days of the week that we get a venture off the weekly teaching topic. And today we're going to be looking at the tension between two things, suffering and comfort. You know, the Apostle Paul, he addresses these topics in his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1. And one could argue that out of all the apostles, Paul suffered more than most. And it's his attitude towards suffering that's so telling, because it seems to me that what Paul suffered, he saw it as being intended to encourage others. And I don't know about you, but as for me, I had a person that I could go to in times of my trials and sorrows, somebody who always seemed to say just the right words and who gave me the very counsel that I so desired, and that person was my mom. And if you ever haven't heard me talk about her before, she was the greatest example of discipleship I ever knew. Yet mom paid a high cost for that, to become so skilled at binding up my gaping wounds, and trust me, I've got my share and helping me with my healing processes. And I'm convinced that what made mom so great for me was her own past. And if you were privileged to know her past, you would find that she suffered more than most people. But all this was necessary to make her into the Christ follower that she was. And so now, when I specifically need comforted, one of my go-to passages is 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Let me share a few verses with you that hit on this topic of comfort and suffering. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in many afflictions with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ." Now, if anyone is out there today who's suffering, I know suffering is difficult to bear. Yet I want to encourage you to recast your thinking through sharing these verses, that hiding just below its surface is the strength and maturity to equip us to help others. You know, 2 Corinthians 1 teaches that part of the reason that we're afflicted is so that we may be able to comfort those who are experiencing similar trials. Now, we can clench our teeth, and we can push through the suffering with determination for it to pass, or we can look at it through a different set of lenses, that not only are you going to get something out of it yourself, but others will benefit when you share your experience with them as they go through similar afflictions. Noted author and theologian A.W. Tozer has this to say about suffering: "It is doubtful whether God can bless one of his children deeply until they've suffered." And one of the ways Christ changes us into his likeness is through suffering. Although unpleasant as it may seem, we can be encouraged that God wastes none of our experiences. And just like mom shared with me, these experiences can be drawn upon and utilized as a comfort and an encouragement to others when they go through suffering. So as usual, before we sign off today, I want to give you a moment to pray. And maybe you're experiencing suffering currently, or maybe you have experience in a particular area of suffering that you could share with someone else and be an encouragement to them as they're going through their suffering. So with that said, and you want to join me in praying, let's pray together something like this. Jesus, 2 Corinthians 1 says that you're the God of all comfort, who comforts me in every trouble. Not only for me to receive your comfort, but so I can console and encourage others who are in the same kind of distress. If there's someone out there today, Jesus, who's hurting, that I can minister to today, bring me into alignment with them so I can encourage them like your word says. Amen. So as usual, we want to thank you for listening today. Pray that God blesses you and your family. You have a safe and a restful weekend. And we love to see you worshiping in person at one of our four locations this coming Sunday. And remember to tune in again Monday for another edition of our LifePoint Drivecast. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.